Chapter 1.
No, come on, that wasn't good either. Now you just look annoyed.
Maybe because I am annoyed, Gabriella Duran tells her cousin Jazz, watching her check out the photo she just snapped on her digital camera. Yes, digital camera. Gabby had assumed a few cell phone snapshots would suffice and would make this little photo shoot far less conspicuous. But Jazz, who'd enrolled in a photography class at the new school not long ago, insisted on using a real camera, the kind that has a telephoto lens attached. It's perched atop a tripod, aiming directly at Gabby, which might not be a terrible thing if they were in the privacy of her apartment, but in the middle of jam-packed Central Park at high noon on this sunny Sunday before Memorial Day, yeah, definitely a terrible thing. Especially because she's prone to seasonal allergies. This has been the worst spring for mold and pollen in years. Hanging out in the city's greenest pocket has ignited a raging sinus headache.
Can't you please just smile for 2 seconds, Jazz begs, so that I can get a decent shot? Then we can be done.
Gabby sighs and pastes on a grin.
You just look like you're squinting.
I am squinting. They've been here so long that the sun has changed position, glaring directly into her eyes, also not helping her headache. How about if I just turn the other way? She gestures over her shoulder, preferring to face the clump of trees behind her rather than the parade of New Yorkers jogging, strolling, and rolling past on the adjacent pathway.
No, I need the light on your face. Here, just take a few steps this way. No, not that far. Back a little. Back. Back. Okay, good.
A group of tourists, identifiable by their pastel windbreakers and purses diagonally strapped across their bodies, stop to gape.
I think that's Jennifer Lopez,
one of them says. Another calls out, Is this a movie shoot? Jazz laughs and tells them that it isn't, but they don't seem convinced, sticking around to watch the proceedings from a distance, taking pictures with their phones just in case. Jazz raises the viewfinder again.
Okay, smile. Without clenching your teeth.
Jazz, I swear.
Come on, mommy.
Her cousin cuts in, strategically using the Latina term of endearment.
It's for Mr. Perfect.
Gabby already thought she'd found Mr. Perfect a long time ago. She thought he'd stay with her forever. Believed him when he promised he'd never leave. Even after. But he left. Not right away. But one day he walked out the door and he didn't come back, just as she had expected him to do, almost dared him to do, ever since. Mr. Perfect doesn't exist, she snaps at Jazz.
Not true.
Jazz shakes her head, her chestnut ringlets bobbing around her shoulders. Gabby would have exactly the same hair if she didn't typically pull it back in a ponytail or blow it out straight as she did today. Ben loved her untamed curls. Back when Ben loved her and she loved Ben. But Ben is gone and the curls are gone, and this is how her life is now. Posing for her cousin's camera in a public place so she can post her picture online to attract strange men.
He exists,
Jazz goes on, eye to camera, snapping away. But he doesn't know you exist, and he won't unless I get a picture that captures the real you. The real me. Gabby has no idea who that even is these days. All she knows is that the real Gabriella, who once laughed her way through life and was no pushover when it came to anything, is gone. She hasn't felt remotely like herself since last fall before the divorce. After 5 years of marriage and 3 years together before that, life without Ben has been unanchored and unfamiliar. Even now, most days, she feels as though she's inhabiting a strange body in a strange place, having swapped someone else's life for her own. In a weak, lonely moment after too many happy hour cocktails on Cinco de Mayo, the new Gabby allowed Jazz to convince her that online dating was the answer to all her problems.
Hello, everyone does it,
her cousin told her.
Not everyone. I do.
You're not everyone.
Everyone else does too, trust me.
Excuse me.
Jazz calls to a pretty waitress scurrying past their outdoor table with bowls of tortilla chips and guacamole.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure, what's up?
The waitress paused, looking pleased at the momentary reprieve from running around in the heat. Hands full, she rested the tray against the top of an empty chair and blew her bangs away from her sweaty forehead.
Have you ever been on an internet dating site?
It's how I met my husband.
Balancing her tray with her right hand, she waved the diamond ring and gold band on her left.
That's great! Congratulations! That's all I wanted to know. Oh, and we'll take another round when you have a chance.